between the two cities on the Deep River, an upper fork of the Cape Fear River, which flows south to empty into the Atlantic at Cape Fear, 140 miles downstream. Completed in 1923, it was not a big coal plant, just 320 megawatts or so. During World War II, electrons from the plant flowed onto the grid that fed Fort Bragg, 30 miles away, and the coastal airfields from which spotter planes took off to hunt German U-boats in the Western Atlantic. In the 1960s, Cape Fear's boilers ran 24/7 to help fuel the post-war economic boom. In the 21st century, the plant helped light the technology labs and offices of the Research Triangle, North Carolina's high-tech hub. It was reliable, inexpensive to run, and politically uncontroversial. Most people passing on US 1, which crosses southeast North Carolina, never noticed it. And every year, it emitted nearly 2 million tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, totaling around 180 million tons over its 9 decades of operation. The plant was owned by Progress Energy, which is a subsidiary of Duke Energy, one of America's largest investor-owned utilities. Progress was in the process of shutting down 9 coal plants across North Carolina, eliminating 1/3 of its coal-fired generation capacity in the state. The company was not shutting down these facilities out of concern for the environment. It was closing coal plants out of a simple economic calculation. In the last 5 years, America's fleet of aging coal plants has been under attack from 2 sides. Government regulators, who have progressively tightened the state and federal limits on air pollution, primarily mercury, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen oxides, from power plants, requiring coal plant operators to install hundreds of millions of dollars worth of scrubbers and other pollution-reducing technology, and the market for electricity, primarily because of abundant supplies of low-cost natural gas made available by America's shale gas revolution. Simply put, coal plants, especially ones built before 1980 that lack most modern pollution reduction systems, are increasingly uneconomical to run. Many of these plants have far outlived their projected lifespans and would require costly upgrades in order to win approval from the Environmental Protection Agency to stay open. In the case of Cape Fear, these pressures were exacerbated by disastrous levels of water pollution. In February 2014, a pipe ruptured at a Duke Energy storage pond near Eden, North Carolina, and spilled 30,000 to 40,000 tons of coal ash, the toxic residue of burned coal, into the Dan River, coating 70 miles of the waterway in North Carolina and Virginia with a toxic sludge that turned the river a sickening gray color, according to an account in Real Clear Politics. It was one of the largest coal ash spills in U.S. history. Barely a month later, Duke was cited for dumping 61 million gallons of wastewater into the Cape Fear River from another ash storage facility. Demolishing and cleaning up the plants themselves will take 2 or 3 years. Cleaning up the coal ash accumulated over the plant's long life will take decades, if it ever happens. Progress, its parent company Duke, and every other major coal-burning utility in the United States is faced with a complex series of decisions over the next 10 years. Shut the plants down, or keep them running for another 3, 5, or maybe even 10 years. Those decisions will be made in boardrooms, regulatory hearings, legislatures, and courtrooms across the country, as hundreds of coal plants reach the end of their lives. They will determine the future performance of many big companies and the results their shareholders receive. But they are only one part of a much larger struggle over the future of the global coal industry. In the last 10 years, without really realizing it, we have embarked on the largest peacetime deconstruction project in the history of the world. It started in the early years of this century with the retirement, on schedule, of a few pre-World War II coal plants. It has accelerated, metastasized, if you're a coal industry executive, into a comprehensive program, driven in many countries by market forces and government edict, to dramatically reduce the number of power plants burning coal to make electricity. The magnitude of the task is overwhelming. In the United States alone, as of 2014, there are about